AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is holding off on his trip to China to focus on the Iran war.
We're resetting the meeting, and it looks like it'll take place in about 5 weeks. We're working with China. They were fine with it. I look forward to seeing President Xi. He looks forward to seeing me, I think.
The president said NATO rejected his appeal to help restore ship traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. He's thinking about the future of the U.S.-NATO relationship.
When they don't help us, I mean, it's certainly something that we should think about. I don't need Congress for that decision. As you probably know, I can make that decision myself. I'd work with some very smart people.
The director of President Trump's National Counterintelligence Center resigned today. Joe Kent said he cannot in good conscience back the administration's war in Iran.
I didn't know him well, but I thought he seemed like a pretty nice guy. But when I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out.
Kent posted, Iran posed no immediate threat to the nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to the pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. Rescue crews are digging bodies from the rubble of a drug rehab center in Kabul, Afghanistan. The Interior Minister says an overnight Pakistani airstrike killed at least 400 people, marking a dramatic escalation of a conflict between the two neighbors, now in its third week. Pakistan denied Afghanistan's accusation it targeted a hospital. Bank of America tentatively settled a lawsuit, claiming it ignored suspicious financial transactions involving Jeffrey Epstein while he was sexually abusing hundreds of girls and women. A suspected meteor that fell over the Cleveland area today shook homes and startled residents who heard a boom that some compared to an explosion. People hundreds of miles away reported seeing the bright fireball, even though it was 9 in the morning. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports the Vatican Appeals Tribunal declared a mistrial in the Holy See's big trial of the century.
This trial had really been held up as evidence of Pope Francis's willingness to crack down on financial misconduct in the Holy See. A cardinal was put on trial, as well as several other people. All but one of them were convicted. And now we have the appeals court saying no. There were procedural errors, both by Pope Francis and prosecutors. This is a mistrial, and you have to do it again. They're essentially declaring null this first phase of the trial and ordering up a new trial to begin.
Defense lawyers said such a ruling was enormously significant, if not historic, since it amounted to a Vatican court declaring an act of the Pope had no effect. The ruling was a win for the defense and a huge setback for Vatican prosecutors who have been scrambling to salvage their case. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.